They're supposed to be on the same team, but as debate over how Australia will get to net zero emissions by 2050 continues, the Nationals are yet to support their own government's proposed roadmap. Modelling shown to government MPs suggests resources and gas exports will continue to grow under the plan, but it's not yet enough to get everyone on side. Claudia Long reports.
Emissions reduction and an increase in coal and gas exports? That's what government modelling indicates the future will look like under the government's proposed plan to get to net zero by 2050. Federal Resources Minister Keith Pitt explains why.
Countries that are buying our exports are responsible for their own emissions in terms of how they use those exports.
Along with being the Resources Minister, Keith Pitt is also a Nationals MP. But even the potential for increased exports isn't enough for him to say whether he supports the plan.
We are a member of the coalition, we are a member of government, but we are an independent party. The Nationals represent a particular constituency. We've always stood up for their interests, and we want to make sure those interests are protected.
With less than a fortnight until the UN's climate conference in Glasgow, Australia is under pressure to step up our climate commitments, including pledging to get to net zero emissions by 2050. But the junior partner in the coalition government, the Nationals, still haven't publicly confirmed whether they'll support that. And at least one of the party's senators isn't sold on what he's been shown so far.
The party room here is being gaslighted, and that's kind of ironic given that it's being gaslighted by people who want to end the use of fossil fuels.
Queensland Senator Matt Canavan.
As Yogi Berra said, predictions are really hard, especially when they're about the future. I mean, you do not... when you release modelling, it's not the results that are important, because you can get any result you want.
Nationals MPs aren't the only members of the government representing regional seats. A number of their Liberal colleagues do too. One of them is Environment Minister Susan Lee, the member for Farrer in New South Wales.
The strong debate about achieving net zero by 2050 is a really important one for Australia.
But Minister Lee says a net zero target will help, not hinder, people in regional areas.
For the technology transformation that we can make, those transformations are big. You're talking about a fossil fuel-based economy with significant exports transitioning to clean energy. The opportunity is huge.
It's not just Liberals in regional seats trying to get their colleagues on side. A number of Liberal MPs in city electorates are calling on their Nationals counterparts to get on board or get out of the way. The Prime Minister says that the net zero target won't be set with legislation in Parliament, but rather by the Federal Cabinet. But there may be political consequences for that, with Nationals MPs in Cabinet required to support government policy. Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is adamant his party won't be rushed into making a decision.
We're trying to be as proactive as possible and not just stymie a process. We understand the necessity of this, but we didn't determine the timeframe.
Barnaby Joyce doesn't like to be pushed around, but I would just say to Barnaby, can we just get on and join the 21st century?
With the tension between the Nationals and Liberals looking set to continue, the opposition appear to be making the most of it. Bill Shorten spoke to Channel 9.
At the moment, you'd have to draw the conclusion that the coalition between the Nats and the Liberals is a very unhappy marriage. It's become like the Squid Games of Australian politics, except without the nice tracksuits.
There you go. That's former Labor leader Bill Shorten ending that report from Claudia Long.